Unfortunately, our continent is extremely vulnerable. We have border posts with the inadequate personnel, inadequate equipment, border posts that are, to a great extent, unable to control false documents. All these allows for terrorists to cross the border and enter into our countries. We are equally vulnerable because extreme poverty amongst our population, issues of economic, social, and political governance, the issue of people's alienation, all these things are exploited by terrorists to pursue and advance their cause. We need to be able to face these things, but most importantly, in our case, we have to concentrate special attention on prevention, a prevention that needs to tackle the following aspects. We need to educate our populations as to what is international terrorism, what is domestic extremism, violent extremism, radicalization. We need to make sure that terrorists are not able to recruit in our countries and reinforce their violent ranks. Our governments must get prepared to avoid, impede terrorist activities from taking place in our country. But sometimes this is not possible. In case these attacks take place, the government must be able to reduce and minimize the impact of these attacks by quickly moving to identify the perpetrators of these activities and arrest them and bring them to justice.
Africa states that the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria has dormant cells in the continent. The same thing happens with Al-Qaeda. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, I cannot advance you solid evidence. What I can tell you is that I did effectively hear the information according to which these Islamic State individuals may have approached other extremist groups in North Africa to seek the possibility of an alliance that can make them coordinate the activities and work together and recruit for Syria and for all those areas like Iraq where they are active. That much, yes. But dormant cells, we hear about them everywhere. And in fact, in the case of Mali, in the case of a number of countries in North Africa, that's how they start. They create dormant cells, and through those dormant cells, they open illegal mosques and madrasas, and from there, they start radicalizing, practicing an ideological narrative that is attractive to the poor, to the miserable, to the unprotected, and they exploit local grievances to craft their ideological narrative. And with that, they succeed in radicalizing a number of people. So we need to protect our people against those things. Our state must address these conditions that are normally exploited by terrorists in order to radicalize our populations and take them to commit acts of terrorism.
How prepared is Africa to deal with this threat of terrorism?
We need to work together. We need to coordinate better our action. We need to exchange information. We need to prepare our legal system to be in a position to handle and tackle all these issues in strict observance of the rule of law and respect of human rights. How are we prepared? We have weaknesses. We need equipment, and the resources we have are not necessarily sufficient to give us adequate equipment. We need better equipment. We need resources. We need a capacity to train more people, and so on and so forth. But I must tell you, I have visited a number of African countries. I see that they are all very committed to fighting terrorism. Many of them have invested a lot of resources in the equipment that I'm talking about, in the training of their population, and in the preparation of counterterrorism legislation, and so on and so forth.